When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Tuesday. Today, Coach Wheeler is still hijacking the rest of this, up till Thursday, hijacking the podcast to kind of teach you about the Princeton offense. Today, he's going to talk about how the Princeton offense evens the playing field for everybody. It's really good. Like I've said, I've never let 900 plus episodes and never let anybody hijack my podcast, but Coach Wheeler is one of the best teachers of the Princeton offense. Tonight he is doing his mastermind at teachhoopsprinceton.com. He's going to be teaching you over the next 3 days, everything you need to become a better coach and to become a better Princeton coach. So go over and check it out. Go over and check out our two sponsors, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention them. They'll give you $350 off. We own three of them. And like I said, I've been so busy. I'm on vacation and Coach Wheeler's hijacked this that I haven't had a chance to increase the prices, but they're going up hopefully not by the time you listen to this. But make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, Coach, my name is John Wheeler, and today I want to talk about how the Princeton offense evens the playing field for the underdog. Now, what do I mean, even the playing field? So the idea is now we're competing against teams that are better than us, more talented, more ability. And if we try to play on their level and play the same game that they're going to play, advantage them. Okay, so the core philosophy of the Princeton offense is the Princeton offense was specifically designed to take the tension out of the game of basketball. Now, what do you mean by take the tension out of the game? So when you ask a Princeton coach, what they're saying is, we do not want to fight our opponent's strengths. Why would you fight your opponent's strengths? It doesn't make sense. If your opponents are quicker than you, we don't want to get in a foot race with them. Okay, if they want to run up tempo and get them down the floor, we don't want to get in a foot race with them. Okay, so we don't want to fight their strength. And the best example I have of this, and it's one of the first things that we teach our players, is do not stand on the three-point line. We're bringing the ball up the floor. We want to start our offense. The worst thing you can do is stand on the three-point line, because there's one thing that I know that's true. If you're standing on the three-point line, you are going to be guarded. Okay, because the defense is trained to go to the three-point line. Initially, get to the three-point line, take away all of the easy baskets. Okay, but if I'm on the wing and I'm on the three-point line, I'm being guarded. And if that player is quicker than I am, okay, well, first of all, what does our coach yell at us when we're on the three-point line, we're trying to start our offense? Get open. Your coach is yelling, get open, get open. So how do we get open? Well, we V-cut, we L-cut, we circle-cut. Those are some of the first ways that we will try to get open. But that defender is quicker than I am. Okay, so now I'm fighting their strength, right? Okay, I've got to try to get open one-on-one, and my point guard, they're fighting for their life. Their defender's probably quicker than them. okay, and trying to perfectly time it up for when I can create enough space to get my hand out, and the point guard's got to be able to create enough space to make that pass. And that's where a lot of our turnovers come from. So the first thing that we're going to do as a Princeton team is we're not going to stand on the three-point line. We're going to actually stand about 5 feet off the three-point line. And then we're going to stand not only foul line extended, but even maybe three-point line extended. And that defender is going to be like, they're going the wrong way. They can't score from out there. I'm not going to go out there and deny them. Boom. Player on the wing is open. Point guard can zip the ball to the wing. Great. Now we're running our offense. We don't have to score in the first pass. Okay, now we can get into our offense. Now we can start and initiate our offense. And now we're not fighting their strength. So that one thing that we'll say is we want to be open, don't get open. Okay, so that's how we would be open. Okay. Now you might be asking, Coach, what if they come way out there and deny us? Great. Okay, because it's not only be open, don't get open, but I want to be open or I want to not be open. But I want to see how they are guarding us. I want the defense to make a decision. If they're going to come way out there and guard us, great. Because now everyone knows how we're being guarded because everyone sees them denying us way out there, no, 5 foot, 7 foot from the three-point line. Okay. Now the beauty of the Princeton offense is it has a next step. It has a count. We have a counter to that. Okay. They're going to take away the wing pass. We have a counter to that. Okay. Let's run the counter. Okay, if the counter is open, boom, we throw the ball there. We're running our offense. What if they take that away? Okay, well, we've got another counter for that. We've got a next. There's always a next thing. There's always a next step in the Princeton offense, and that goes for throughout the entire offense. Okay, and that's how the Princeton offense evens the playing fields. We're not going to fight their strength. We're not going to fight our opponent's strengths. We're going to take the tension out of the game. Okay, we're not going to hold the ball. We focus on ball movement, player movement, and we're not going to fight our opponent's strengths. We're just not going to do it. We're not going to get in a foot race with a team that's faster than us. Okay, we're not going to V cut against defenders who are quicker than us. Okay, we're just not going to play that game. We're going to make them play the game that we want them to play. And for any decision that the defense makes, we have a next step. Okay, so if that makes sense to you and you are running the Princeton offense or are wanting to run the Princeton offense, thinking about it, or even if you don't run the Princeton offense, but you want to see some of these concepts and how you can put these into your program, we're holding a free 3-day masterclass on the Princeton offense. Just go to teachhoopsprinceton.com, www.teachhoopsprinceton.com, sign up for the masterclass. It's going live. Possibly today, depending on when you're watching this video, listening to this podcast. If it is already passed, it's free live, but if it's already past the date that we held the event, that's okay. Go to teachhoopsprinceton.com. Anyway, sign up, register, and we will send you an email when the next training event is going to happen. Okay, so go to teachhoopsprinceton.com, Coach, and I will see you guys on the training.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.